2023. The time is 7:32 a.m. Ms. Folks, could you do the roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Malott?
Here.
Dr. Catarino?
Present.
You have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Item number three has three minutes. One is for the regular session on August 25th.
Madam Chair, the minutes were not available.
Included.
Yeah, so yeah. We're going to need to forward those.
Okay, so we move it to maybe we can do a pre-meeting on Friday?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. So let's move to, let's stay on that.
Excuse me, I won't be here Friday because I have a conference.
Okay, we'll do it to the next application review. Thanks for letting us know, Ms. Dr. Carolina. Moving to item number four, discussion, consideration, and possible action on psychology application. I am recused from A1 for Dr. Chesley Keene, so we will have to move that to the full board on Friday. She's a new faculty member in the College of Ed, so at COE, at NAU. So moving to item number, since we have Brian Sandoval here, and it's universal recognition, I'd like to ask, regarding Brian Sandoval, I do want to request that we go into executive session for legal advice. Is that possible? Yeah.
If you're making a motion, I'll second it.
Thank you. We'll be right back, Dr. Sandoval. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Malott, just please call for the vote, and then I will activate the vote.
Oh, okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. Okay. We will proceed with the agenda. And we'll go ahead and do universal recognition since Dr. Sandoval is with us. Dr. Sandoval, we just needed to review your case, based on universal recognition, you need to have a license and active standing. The stipulation that you had is, you know, has been resolved by the California board, so we are okay with
Oregon
and then you provided evidence of one of our residency type documents. So I am making a recommendation that it moves to the full board for approval for a license by universal recognition. So
okay, I'll second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
I'm okay with this, yes.
Aye, okay. So motion approved. You're welcome to stay, Dr. Sandoval, or you're welcome to. It will now go to the full board on Friday as a consent item. So, you know, so.
Great, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll probably just drop off the call, but thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take care.
And the second universal recognition, since we're on that category, is Dr. Jennifer Cardenas-Trowers. Her application is in good standing. She's licensed in another state, in Florida. She showed evidence, driver's license, so. I don't have a problem with her applications. I'll make a motion to move her to the full board. Do you have a second?
I second that.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. We will jump to item B, request approval to sit for the EPPN licensure. I'll go ahead and do the first candidate, Tammy Ritchie, SID. She is taking it for the third time. She also requested that her accommodations continue to stay in place. I don't have a problem with approving her. Since it's the third time, she doesn't need to submit a detailed study plan, but hopefully she's working on a good study plan.
I'm sorry, I was not able to hear you here. Are we on Dr. Ritchie?
Yeah, we are on Dr.
Ritchie. Oh, we skipped A. Okay. I was confused.
Yeah, we skipped A because I have
Yes, you have that recused. Yes. Now, so on Dr. Ricci, the concern I have is that she said that there was no test Pearson test approved center. It was only 3.5 hours away, but I checked and there's a, in Sholo, there's a Northland Pioneer Community College that does offer, and an NAU branch also that offers Pearson approval. So I would rather she take it there than at her home, but otherwise I approve. And I found another concern I had. And her internship, she said she had 3,054 hours, but I saw a form from Dr. Zakaria that said she had 1,540 hours. So but even so, she has enough hours. It was just
confusing. And you also approved her twice prior.
This may have been the first letter that she asked to do it at home, though.
Yeah, so I think, she's recommending certain accommodations. The accommodation to take it at home is not possible. It will not be. So right. I don't know how we word that.
Or the library. She also has a library. I feel there is a Pearson-approved center. She needs to go to that.
So you would just deny the request with respect to taking the exam at home.
And the library.
Reason that it's not permissible.
Yeah.
Yes.
But her other accommodations can stay in place.
So. I think we should say, deny and must be taken at a Pearson-approved center. And there is one local.
So when we come back to her, the next one is Denisha Liggett. This is also with.
Okay. So she went to the Chicago School of Professional Psych in Washington. She has APA approved internship from Southwest Behavioral. She has for 2,000 hours and then a postdoc for 1,200. She has 2 recommendations. She has self query form. So I think I would approve her. She also needs accommodations or wants accommodations. So I certainly agree with the chair and the medication and the water. The amount of time was sort of confusing. The one place it said just extra time, so I don't know how much time.
Time and half is what we would say. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I approve with that. I agree.
And the third one in this kind of VAP status, the person is taking it for and it's the second time, also submitted her postdoc hours. Postdoc looks good. I didn't have any problem with the application. She has been reviewed by this board just recently. So any questions on Carrie Johnson?
Let me check. No, I think it's cool. She's a music therapist too. So that's it. Okay. I have no questions.
Do you want to do the next one?
Jenna Lisinski, University of Kansas, APA accredited. She has a practicum hours of 12:30 and she has 20:80 at the APA APIC approved internship site. So she has the recommendation letters, the self query. So I would approve her.
Thanks. Okay. And the last one in this category is Elizabeth Herrick. She also submitted a pre-doc internship for 2,000 hours. Postdoc 1,000 hours. She also is requesting accommodation, and I didn't have a problem. Any questions on her?
So she wants 50% more time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with everything then.
Okay, me too.
Just discussed.
So just kind of. Going back to, I'll go ahead and make the motion. We approve Tammy Ritchie's request to sit for the exam and license upon passing. In terms of her accommodations, we would support the majority of accommodation except for the location. It has to be at a Pearson approved site and it cannot be at home or library. Renisha Liggett also retaking the exam and licensure upon passing the exam, approving her postdoc, and her accommodation request for time and half. Carrie Johnson, retaking the exam and approval of licensure upon passing. Jenna Lusinski, approving her application for licensure and upon passing the exam. And then Elizabeth Herrick, also approving her application for exam and licensure upon passing the exam and the accommodation request of extra time, 1.5. So do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. We can go to 4C. We just have one. It's licensure by waiver. Dr. Lawrence has already passed the EPPP. She has pre-doc and post-doc hours that meet the requirements. She was previously licensed by the board of, and she still has a current license with the board of behavioral health examiners as a LPC.
She's not listed as a psychologist, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was placed on probation for a billing error, progress notes. She has rectified it. She's really worked hard. She was on, she had a supervisor, et cetera, and really have provided a very strong letter on all the things she's done and that she's in good standing by the board. So I don't have problems with approving her request for approval for licensure by waiver.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion that we approve Dr. Lawrence for approval for licensure by waiver and submit this application to the full board.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Last category, E, requesting approval for telehealth registry. We have two candidates, Dr. Robinson and Dr. Kobernick, applying for the telehealth registry. I didn't see any problems, Dr. Katarina.
No, I didn't see any problems with either one.
Okay. So do you want to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve Dr. Picolia Robinson and Dr. Chaya Kobernick for approval for the telehealth registry.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We are done with item four. Item five, new agenda items for future meetings.
I don't have any.
Okay.
Did we take a vote on universal recognition?
Yes, we did. Okay. We did two separate votes.
Thank you. Okay.
And that concludes. Thank you, everybody. I really appreciated the short agenda. So, it was a session. So.
Yes, I second that motion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here, Ms. Galvin. I read that question. That's the first time we've had one with, you know, so it was good to talk to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Item number six, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion to adjourn has passed. Have a great weekend.
And, you too.
Enjoy. It's cold up here.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I'm jealous.
So, look. You know, welcome to come and help us rake leaves.
Congratulations on your award, Dr. Moore, too. And your award, Heidi. Well, everybody. And I think Diana has one, too. So
I didn't hear about those awards.
I got an award in September for my dean role. So.
Oh, that's very nice. Very nice.
It was in the newspaper, I think.
So I saw it in the paper, yes.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations. And Heidi?
It was the ASPPB award, so you know, that's old news.
Very.
That's not old news. That came after mine. Mine is older news.
Yeah, yours is older, yeah.
But hopefully we get to celebrate it on next Friday. Heidi, your award. So congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, everyone. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You too. See you in a minute, Heidi.